Have you ever wondered why some people effortlessly master multiple languages while others struggle for years with minimal progress? Steve Kaufman's The Linguist offers a revolutionary perspective that has quietly transformed how polyglots approach language acquisition worldwide. Despite showing no early aptitude, Kaufman mastered 9 languages using methods that challenge conventional wisdom about language learning. His approach has influenced platforms like Duolingo and Babbel, yet remains something of an insider secret among serious language enthusiasts. Unlike traditional language education that emphasizes classroom instruction and grammatical perfection, Kaufman's philosophy centers on personal responsibility, natural discovery, and genuine interest in connecting with other cultures. This perspective has developed a cult following among diplomats, international business professionals, and self-directed learners who recognize that in our globalized world, language skills can dramatically transform career trajectories and cultural experiences. Kaufman's philosophy draws from a Chinese parable about a crooked tree, useless for lumber, but perfect for shade. This metaphor illustrates effective language learning, following natural inclinations rather than rigid systems. Learners who pursue their own methods develop greater independence. While traditional language education attempts to straighten learning through standardization, Kaufman encourages embracing your natural tendencies, whether you learn best through reading, listening, conversation, or a unique combination. This approach frees you from comparing yourself to others. Some excel at pronunciation but struggle with grammar, while others read fluently but speak haltingly. These variations aren't weaknesses but natural adaptations. The crooked tree philosophy shifts responsibility from teachers to learners. Successful language learners engage with material that interests them and measure progress against personal goals rather than standardized tests. By adopting this mindset, you liberate yourself from traditional constraints and discover the joy of self-directed learning, transforming language acquisition from a chore into an adventure. What transforms a struggling student into a successful linguist? Not academic ability, but genuine desire to communicate with people from another culture. This insight emerged from Kaufman's journey from disinterested student to passionate polyglot who mastered 9 languages. Despite good grades in French, Kaufman couldn't handle real conversations. His breakthrough came at 17 when university study sparked interest in French culture, leading him to engage with French theater and make French-speaking friends. This natural immersion improved his language skills while deepening cultural understanding. The linguist mindset begins with taking personal responsibility rather than depending on teachers. Engaging with a language through genuine interests produces better results than classroom exercises. Self-discovered vocabulary persists, while textbook words lacking personal relevance quickly fade. This approach requires overcoming perfectionism that hinders learning. Kaufman's willingness to make mistakes actually facilitated progress. Focus on communication rather than perfection, similar to golf where obsessing over technique undermines both performance and enjoyment. Successful language learners accept multilingualism as natural rather than viewing it as an extraordinary challenge. Language becomes something to be discovered rather than taught, with you directing your own linguistic journey. While immersion in a native environment is ideal, creating a personal language world at home can be equally effective, building confidence before facing real-world communication. In Hong Kong, Kaufman immersed himself in selected Mandarin texts and audio that became like old friends, providing core vocabulary for later communication. Like Machiavelli connecting with ancient historians through books despite isolation, we can engage with distant cultures through reading. Creating your personal language world involves several practical steps. First, collect authentic materials matching your interests and current level rather than materials designed for language learners. Second, establish daily rituals incorporating these materials into your life. Kaufman improved his German dramatically through 1 month of intensive study using secondhand books and tapes. Third, create dedicated physical and digital spaces for your target language. A study corner, setting your phone to the language, or joining online communities. Fourth, develop relationships with native speakers through language exchange apps, social media groups, and video chat platforms. This approach yields impressive results without relocation, proving valuable for those with family or career commitments preventing extended travel. Kaufman advocates learning languages naturally, similar to how children acquire their mother tongue. Adults can accelerate this process by connecting language learning to their interests and passions. This approach prioritizes listening as the foundation. Choose content at your appropriate level, starting with short segments for beginners, and repeatedly engage with material that's both interesting and manageable. Extensive reading complements listening. Find engaging texts, beginning with electronic materials that support vocabulary building. As your vocabulary grows, you'll naturally progress to conventional books, focusing on meaning rather than obsessing over unfamiliar words. Learn meaningful words and phrases from your materials, rather than studying isolated word lists. Phrases help you speak more naturally and acquire grammar intuitively. Kaufman avoids formal grammar rules, considering them distractions to communication. While input activities should comprise about three-quarters of initial learning efforts, expression isn't neglected. After sufficient absorption through listening, reading, and vocabulary building, skills like pronunciation, writing, and conversation develop naturally through practice. Language learning transcends vocabulary and grammar. It involves adopting behaviors of another community. When Kaufman speaks French, he becomes French. When speaking Chinese, he tries to be Chinese. This isn't changing your personality, but engaging in a form of theater that helps absorb the language. Like athletes visualizing success, language learners should envision themselves as fluent speakers. This approach is grounded in human uniformity. Despite superficial differences, all humans share remarkable genetic similarity, with genetic differences between individuals exceeding those between ethnic groups. Human culture, like our genes, is universal despite variations. Ancient philosophers across civilizations addressed similar questions, and innovations in writing, science, mathematics, and arts have continuously crossed cultural boundaries. This perspective liberates language learners. If human nature is fundamentally similar across cultures, then learning another language becomes less about mastering something foreign and more about accessing another expression of our shared humanity, reducing anxiety while facilitating authentic engagement with your target language and culture. Language skills create business and personal opportunities throughout life. Kaufman's Japanese fluency helped him secure executive positions at Canadian lumber exporters and eventually start his own company. Speaking French connected him with a visitor who became his best European customer, while meeting a Swedish timber executive in Paris opened a profitable export channel. Though luck played a role, these opportunities materialized specifically because of his language abilities. Languages act as a net, catching opportunities that would otherwise pass by, expanding your potential for meaningful connections. Beyond professional advantages, languages enable deeper cultural understanding. Kaufman participated in Tokyo's Kiba Matsuri Festival in traditional attire, an experience unavailable to non-Japanese speakers. Languages also bridge generational and historical divides. Reading Chinese authors like Lao She and Lu Xun connected Kaufman to China's complex history with insights no translation could capture. Conversations with elderly Japanese about pre-war Japan gave him access to perspectives rarely available to foreigners. Most importantly, languages transform superficial tourism into genuine cultural immersion, allowing learners to form authentic connections that transform both their understanding of the world and their sense of self.